If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today. She's back, Miss Catherine Edwards.
Hello, I missed you.
Do you hear the screaming from a million computers all across the world, Catherine?
I love it. Who would have ever thunk it that I would like be loving this thing of talking about something that is entirely such a big shit show that I, you know, have an opinion about.
I really think that like people just don't want me to have, I mean, I don't need to work anymore. I don't need to have any more guests. Mm. I can just kick up my feet. They just want you. They just want you, Catherine. Really?
We could do current topics every day of the week.
There is so much going on. There's so mm-hmm. much going on. First of all, I would like to say the best thing about us chatting right now is that I do not have to pull an all-nighter tonight. So
you're drinking coffee and I'm drinking an iced tea.
We did our all-nighters. And look, you know what? The next Beverly Hills reunion, we can do that again. I think it was fun. It was fun for 4 weeks. I'm not sure it would be fun for 12 weeks.
No. Well, I have a little bit of a cheat because for me, it's only 3 hours. I'm 3 hours behind you. So it's not fair.
I'm like, oh my God. Should we start by saying that we are going to announce the name that we have chosen for Erica Jayne?
We can. I didn't know that we ever were 100% set. Maybe we should get
two
names.
Okay. We may not be set. Well, it's not fair because the one that I picked for me is mine and it's not
what
about
is it
me.
Again?
Roxy Heartless. Roxy Heartless. I still love it. I love it only
than I am
because she made such a big deal about Chicago. Tom didn't go to Chicago. I read everyone's DM that had other names, but I chose my own, Roxy Heartless. That's what I
choose. That's good. There's a part of me that doesn't even want to give the Roxy thing because it takes away from the other Roxys. And I have a couple other Roxys in my life, so didn't want to give her that. What was mine? I kind of liked, those horrible, like Southern, old saloon day. I don't even remember them. I'd have to look it up.
You had some
off my screen.
Good ones.
Yeah. I don't remember them now. Shoot. I should have been a little bit more polished for this morning. I didn't.
No, because you didn't know I was going to ask you that. There was a bunch around like Mae West and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah. I can't remember. I will look it up and I will share it with you.
Please share it.
Yes.
I don't know. Have you heard anything about what's going on with filming? I mean, I can tell you what I know. I haven't heard much, but have you heard anything?
Honestly, I have been so buried with planning our Pearl Harbor. We are taking 65 World War II veterans, the youngest being 96, the oldest being 104, 65 of them plus caregivers back to Hawaii, and we leave in 2 days. So it is literally like herding cats. I haven't done really anything. I caught up on the reunion of Potomac and I watched the girls' trip that. And other than that, I really truly am clueless about everything. So no, I know nothing about current filming of Beverly Hills.
What, how long are you in Hawaii for?
A week.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun, but you'll have your hands full.
It's going to be so rewarding. It's the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor when America joined, you know, the World War II. And we have 7 Pearl Harbor survivors one fella, Ralph Matsumoto, who was born in Hawaii, Japanese, he was interned into a camp for 3 weeks. And he said, no, I want to join the military, fight as an American. I mean, the stories are unbelievable. We've got four women, WACs, nurses. It's just in American Airlines, it gave us a 787 charter jet to fly over there. We have a big send-off in Dallas on Thursday night. Wow. I mean, a kickoff for a party. And then we leave on the morning of the third. We have parades and big ceremonies and yeah. But honestly, wow. It's yeah. Julie, the cruise director, and my sweet husband is not sleeping at night.
And all these people are like cleared to fly, right? So they must be in good health.
Everyone has to have a vaccine. Everyone has to have a letter from the doctor saying that they're healthy enough to fly. We have nurses, medics, doctors on our team. And we are very proud to say we are a 100% volunteer-based foundation. No,
wow.
Paid. No one makes a penny. Yeah. It's pretty. And our team of volunteers is like nothing you've ever seen before in your life. It's incredibly rewarding. It's really, honestly, it's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Wow. I mean, right. To be completely volunteer and have nobody make any money is not a common thing.
No. And these people have jobs, they have families, they take their vacation work. They're 2 weeks off a year. One of the weeks they give to us to go and bring these people back. And we visit three schools and talk to the kids. We bring the veterans to the schools. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing thing.
That's amazing. So that's more important than being up to date. But listen, at least if you're up to date on anything, it's Ultimate Girls Trip in the Potomac reunion. So
I mean, trust me, I wish I was on that trip instead of ours.
Oh my God. Well, I haven't heard. Okay. So I haven't heard much about filming. I have to say, these are my theories. My theory is that Erica is going to get a good edit next season.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%. 100%. Yes.
Because you don't hear any real stuff about her anymore. I mean, I'm not saying people are not going to necessarily, I don't know, but they are. I really think that Bravo said to her, listen, go home, sleep. You've earned it. Good job. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think she's getting a pat on the back. I don't think there's like, where are the, I think it's good job. And just next season, and I think she's saying, come on, guys, come on. Like, you know, we're not doing this another. And they're like, don't you worry. We're going to be good next season. Right.
That's it. But that is so weird to me because that's not real, because what is real in her life is still what's going on. That's not over. And to all of a sudden just, okay, we're not going to talk about that anymore. That's so not real. Because believe you me,
real.
they're talking about it behind when they're not, you know, shooting and what behind her back. I'm sure they're talking about it. You don't drop it. Like you're talking about it. It's everything that you have to talk about, everything that's worth mentioning. And then boom, that season's over. Now she's going to get a better edit. No one's going to acknowledge that she's in a, you know, pile of, you know what, and we're just going to pretend like it's not happening. No.
And I think it'll be,
is she
going to
be nice? It has to be, but is she going to start being nice to the people that she's having a beef with? Or like, how do you drop what happened last season and then pick up, you know what I mean? Her relationships with everyone has to carry into the new season. And her relationship with everyone was because of that. So how do you not acknowledge that?
I don't know. I mean, I think they will acknowledge it somewhat, but I mean, all the pictures that you see, they're filming here, they're filming there. Garcelle just had a birthday. She's smiling with everybody else. There doesn't seem to be hands flailing and mouth screaming. And I mean, I know we just kind of,
wait, yeah. David, anyone can take a picture and make it look some way. I take pictures of people that I'm not so fond of and I'm smiling with my arm around their shoulder. What does that mean?
So you think it's nothing. Just...
I mean, do I think it's real? Do I think it's genuine? Do I think that... No, I don't. No. Do I think that Erica trusts all of these that we're talking behind her back? No, I'm sure she doesn't. And do you think that all these women just all of a sudden now want to leave it behind and give her a clean slate and say, yes, that's my great friend. I really want to hang out with her. No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But I definitely think they're going to lighten it up a lot. I'm not saying they should or that it's not going to be an edit, but that's the edit.
Well, they have to, I mean, unless everything was happening in real time with the court cases and all of the lawsuits and you were hearing it in the news, then they'd have to talk about it. But it was so weird how when the season ended, you stopped hearing about so much of it and nothing's really stopped. So it's weird. I thought that was really strange.
It's a little strange, right?
Well, it is, because it to me, it feels so contrived, you know, like they've made her out to be, and not made her out. I mean, she was really kind of portrayed as this villain, you know, this heartless, there you go, woman for the season. And everyone, you know, was really asking her for her to not be brought back and couldn't stand her, all these things. And no, Bravo said, okay, she threw herself under the bus for us and she took the hit, and now we're going to repay her for giving us a great season and we're not going to go after you. It's just, that's the whole thing about reality TV. That's so bizarre to me.
What?
I saw the thing that I saw the thing that you sent me where, who was it? Heather, the Heather from New York, where she said that, that the production basically steers the storyline and that it was a lot of fake stories, or what was it? Okay, something like that.
She was saying that, but that's also about like New York being shut down because everyone says Ebony went to corporate and said Ramona, she opened a claim about Ramona being racist. And then they had to look into that. Heather was also like, I've seen the following things. New York is a mess. New York, let me tell you. Well, here's the thing. I know people that have been contacted personally, like they're not
recent,
not in the past 3 to 4 weeks, but they're being told like you're in the mix, but nobody is casted and nobody is, but the rumor is with all these people that it's moving forward, but not fast. Like, I think it's going to be, let me tell you this from speaking to lots of the New York women. Nobody knows anything. Like, there's no, like, nobody knows anything.
There's no promises made.
No, I do not think it's definitely not coming back. That big article everyone freaked out about where it said New York is not coming back till 2023. Yeah, like at least. Because if it hasn't started filming, I mean, we're in January. We're not going to start filming in Christmas here. So it's not starting in January. So what is it going to start in March at the earliest? And then what? There's going to be edits and that's 2023. But that's even, I don't even know about that, to be honest with you.
That kind of, it kind of bums me out because honestly, New York was my fave. That was the one. I never watched Dallas. I watched the reunion of Potomac in half of the season, I guess, just to like kind of get a feel. Yeah, I lost my staple, but I didn't. I didn't enjoy the last season. I will say that I did not enjoy the last season at all.
Well, this is where I go back to, there must be something wrong with me because I didn't not enjoy it. Does that make sense? Like I didn't. The only thing I didn't enjoy was the OC. The OC, the last season of the OC is what I did not enjoy. Last year, during COVID, I thought it was the worst season of a Housewives show to ever exist.
I'm so glad I didn't watch
Housewives. And that's really? Why they, yeah, it was just so boring to me. That's my honest opinion. And then, this is the thing. So they took all this time and the OC is finally back, which we'll talk about in a second too. I think the ratings of the OC are going to determine what's happening in New York. I just think New York is like, the ratings were down. So if the ratings are down, but I mean, when you open an investigation and the investigation is closed, they found no wrongdoing by Miss Ramona Singer. That's really what's where we're at.
That's hard to believe after I've watched the girls' vacation trip.
Well, and so I don't know. Well, no, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, does Heather making a statement like this reopen an investigation? I don't think so. She's not on the show.
No. Right. I mean, why would that would be a reason to keep it closed? What Heather said. I mean, why? Because that's true. Storylines are created, and the production team knows what's going on. The people who are in the cast don't necessarily all know what's going on, but I would guess to believe that there's a couple that know that they talk to. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe they have to let New York die down for a while, so everyone kind of forgets them and falls out of love with the people they really like, or, you know, forgives the ones they don't like. And then they pick up, you know, because they have to keep some of them. They just have to. I don't think they can come back with a completely new cast. It doesn't feel familiar then. It doesn't make you want to turn it on necessarily. Then to me, it's like, it could be any other city.
Right. And Salt Lake, although it is phenomenal, is not so highly rated. It's higher now with this Jen Shaw stuff, but that's the thing. People didn't tune in. They're like, why would I want to get to know a whole bunch of new people? Everyone listening to this podcast tuned in, but the real world outside of it's only has like 700,000 and 800,000 with Jen Shaw. So I think, yes, if New York comes back with nobody familiar, this is why Leah's the easiest decision. Leah's gone. There's 0% chance she's coming back. I will stand by that. I've said that before. Someone's like, are you crazy? I'm like, there's no history with her. It's only 2 years. The big debate amongst people is, are we losing Ramona or Luann or Sonia? That's really what people are invested in. Nobody cares about Leah. I mean, whether that's right or wrong, she's just the sacrificial lamb and she's gone. That's the business decision. 100%.
To be honest with you, and it's not that I don't like Leah, but I don't think that that's a bad move, because I think they have to get back to a little bit of the core of what they were when everyone started watching and really loving it. People want to see, why I started watching it, honestly, I wanted to see where they were going out to eat. I wanted to, you know, see what they were wearing. I love New York City, and it was just kind of fun for me to just, you know, that mindless entertainment where you're just watching, like flipping through a magazine, like, what are you eating? What are you wearing? What are you buying? And they got away from that so much, and it became so catty that it didn't feel good anymore. And that's what you and I were talking. We talked about the girls' trip, and like, why was this working? It works because they all don't know each other. They're not all emotionally invested. They're trying to make nice and be funny and be cute and vie for their position in the ranking in the hierarchy of who they all are. And it's fun. That's why it works. Because you know, I caught myself smiling a couple times. I'm like, oh gosh, okay, they're entertaining.
I have a whole theory about that too. I don't know. I need to really check the timeline, but I think this really all kind of came together as New York was crashing. I do. It's like kind of simultaneous. And I think this is purposeful. Like, I think they're like, okay, we got the memo. You people want to keep it light and let's fight, but let's fight about fluff. And they got the memo.
Let it go. Right. And even when the filming's done 8 days, 9 days later, whatever it is, and they walk away, they're not in the same city. They're not having to see each other again. You forget about it and you move on. And if every once in a blue moon, they get together for a baby shower or whatever the case may be, okay, fine. You can stand each other for 4 hours, even if I don't know. I think that's what works. And honestly, I didn't know they were doing it again. And I think that I honestly think they have something. And you know those reality shows where they go on the trips, like The Bachelor, not Bachelor Vacation. Bachelor in Paradise. Whenever they get a whole group of people from different seasons and different backgrounds and they don't know each other, it's kind of combustible. They all know who each other are, but maybe they haven't met each other. And you get a bunch of good looking people together, you're going to have chemistry, good or bad.
Yes. And people come with their own fan base. No, I really think part of this is based on, because as popular as like The Bachelor and Bachelorette are, like Bachelor in Paradise is like a home run. Like people are obsessed with that more than anything else. And it's a shit show.
You don't, right. Cause there, you don't know what's going to happen. It's the first introductions and you wait for every time someone comes down those stairs, like, okay, is this going to cause a rift in like two people that were just making out on the beach 20 minutes ago? Because now that guy's going to want to go be with this new girl that just came down the stairs. It's fun. I mean, it's crazy. I honestly, some of this stuff I don't advocate for, but it's entertainment.
It is entertainment. But okay, before we move on from New York, I want to say, not to interrupt you. I think that what I think they should do is like, there's still something that people love about Beverly Hills, because it's not even the highest rated, although it was with Erica, but like, I think like that is what they're going to try to do in New York. Like the people that I know that have been contacted have real money. Three of them. I know three different people that have true money, and it's hard in New York because it's not entertainment money, it's finance money. And a lot of finance people, they hedge funders, and like, we also can't be like, if you don't run your own thing, like you can't be on TV. Like if you work at a big bank, they're not signing off on you going on New York Housewives, and you're not getting cast without your husband and family. Like if you have one, that's just, you know, if you have a family, they have to be on. So it's like, but I do think that there are people that are willing to do it, and they are going to, I think, find real Sutton Strack, Kathy Hilton, fuck you money. I think this is New York City. I think they're going to get the real, like, I have a driver. I don't take a common elevator. I think people are going to want to tune into this just escapist lifestyle of like, and don't get me wrong, that is going to be a very diverse cast. Black, Indian, Asian, you know, whatever.
Should be.
Yes, it's going to be diverse, but it's going to be extreme money. I do think that's going to be the gist of it when it comes back. I do.
I think that that's why people tuned in. I think that is why people really still like Beverly Hills, because it's Beverly Hills and it's something that you've seen on television. People that are watching it in, you know, North Dakota, see this lifestyle, and it's just something they're probably never going to go there. They're never going to live that life, but they want to see it. It's just entertainment. And they have to get back to that. That's why I think that Orange County brought Heather back, because it's real money. It's real entertainment. People want to see that lifestyle. They want to get inside the house.
They do. And like in New York, like there is a black tie function that you could go to every single night.
Every single night. Every night.
So we've never tapped into that part of New York. And it won't be all people that live on the Upper East Side, but I think it's going to be extreme money and extremely diverse. And somehow, I don't know who they're going to bring back out of this cast, but you're right. I don't think it could be a whole new cast. I really think the only person, look, there's no Heather Dubrow. If they wanted to start over, the only Heather Dubrow is Bethany. There's nobody they can have back that will have like, we're bringing this person back. The bitch is back. Like, watch out. I mean, have you seen the marketing for the OC? It is all about Heather. It's all about Heather coming back. Heather, 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 yeah. Heather, and Heather. There's no New York person that's person except Bethany. Period. Who else would it be?
Don't say that about Sonia.
Well, I think they could keep one or two of the current people, possibly.
I think if they kept Sonia, Ramona, and Luann, and then just started out different and stayed within kind of close to that age circle there. I think that getting too young where somebody is too far off the mark, it's of what the other women are thinking, living, doing. It's tough.
And don't get me wrong. I know Ebony. I love Ebony. Like I'm just saying,
she's awesome.
Unbelievable. I'm just saying like from a producer, like I just think like, this is why people like our conversations. Because we are not here to like, we're just here to be like, analyze it. As a business person at NBC, I truly feel the most that is coming back out of these five women is two of the OGs at most. That's honestly what I think. I don't know which two, but I really just think Ebony and Leah and one of the other OGs are not coming back. And I love Ebony. So I would love to have her back. I'm just, it's not up to me. I'm not the executive in charge at NBC.
I think based on the girls' trip, I mean, it's kind of obvious who they would stick with because of who they chose to go on that trip. I think it would probably be Ramona and Luann. But I don't know. Who knows? I mean, there's no telling what could happen in their lives. What if someone got married, started a new relationship, there's something that a story to tell. And, you know, they could introduce also to, if they weren't looking for exactly that kind of thing and they still had to make it kind of modern and relevant and current, they could bring in like the art world in New York City is phenomenal. That's crazy real money, but not the you know, society woman money, where they can keep the younger viewers who, you know, maybe aren't relating to the 65-year-old Ramona anymore, like they did how many, 10 years ago? Was it 10 years? I don't know. However many years ago that she came on. There's a mix of people, but it has to be higher level of art, money, culture, society.
Right. And I do think, I don't think it's going to be all like finance money, but to your point, art is good. And I do think like there is a place also for that like Tinsley type where it could be like the it girl or someone that doesn't really work. Exactly. Or just look at, you could have family money and be a trust fund baby and be doing whatever with your life. I think it's going to be real fuck you money. And I don't think it's going to be Tinsley. I don't. I mean, look, Tinsley's not going to be the one that rolls out like Heather Dubrow. We're bringing back Tinsley. It doesn't have the same effect. It just doesn't.
No.
Bethany is the only one, whether you love her or hate her, that they could say, this is the person from the past. And Bethany wants $5 million. Now, would she change this franchise? And I mean, you know, you don't think so?
No.
You don't think she's worth it, the money?
It's not to say that she's not worth it. Would she change the franchise? No, she'd bring back who she is. And you'd have the same kind of, you know, snarky, you know, dry, witty humor, which is great. I love it. It's entertaining. But no, I don't. No, I think you're going to get the same thing that you have that's going to get ugly quick.
The other thing with Bethany is she wants, you know, rumored is she wants a producer credit, assistant, you're not getting that. Then that's a conflict of interest. Like, I mean,
then are you going to give it to everyone that asks for it?
Right. And like, you're not going to film and have control over your edit. You're not.
No. Come on. As much as they'll try to.
So I don't think it's her, but I truly, New York is a mess and it's not coming back anytime soon.
Oh, it's a bummer.
And I agree with you. Here's the thing though, about what you're saying about Luann and Ramona. This is my only thing. I would have agreed with you that I was for a long time saying those were the only two that were coming back, that Sonia was leaving as well. But here's the thing, I know you love Sonia. I know that.
I love her.
Here's the thing. I just feel the longer it is off the air, the less likely it is that Ramona is going to have a job because it's so hard to imagine it without her. And people love her or love to hate her. But the longer it's off the air, the more that you get used to life without Ramona. And I just don't, I think it's like, look, she was investigated. Whether the thing is closed or not, I just think at some point they're going to be like, it's if we're ever going to break ties with this woman, we have 2 years of people not having her. Now is the time, like for better or worse. But here's the other thing, and I'm not being ageist. I mean, Ramona is going to be like 65. So when this comes back, you'd only have like 2 years. How much does Ramona have left? So I just think if you have a problem on your hands from HR, right? Like you're like, just break the ties now. So I'm not so sure Ramona's going to be back.
Oh, the only reason why believe you me, I don't take pleasure in saying like she just steps in it so badly that you just say, oh gosh, she doesn't realize what she's saying, but she's so unaware of the way she sounds, I believe. I mean, watching this girl's trip, I never really had like a strong opinion about it. I don't know why. She just kind of, sometimes she bugged me. Sometimes I thought she was funny, but this last girl's trip, I was done.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. The holidays can be hectic, stressful, or downright uncomfortable. This holiday season, give the gift of comfort with Third Love, your one-stop shop for all the women in your life. Ultra-soft loungewear for mom, fun sleeper sets for your sister, premium activewear for friends, and luxe intimate sets for that special someone. Or treat yourself to Third Love. Get yourself the gift that you really want this holiday season. The best thing about Third Love is their fitting room quiz. It is such a detailed quiz in a good way that your bras, underwear, loungewear, and activewear are bound to fit perfectly. Bras are available in exclusive half cups. Underwear, loungewear, and activewear is available in XS through 3X. Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/velvet. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/velvet. Well, I know what you guys were doing in the early 2000s. Millions of households across the world turned in to watch contestants battle for the last rose or to be the final survivor on an island. Reality TV at this time was beginning to dominate the airwaves, and every show needed to be bigger, flashier, and more scandalous than the last. But in the case of one infamous dating show, the real drama was happening off screen. The reality TV series, There's Something About Miriam, seemed like a pretty standard dating competition. Six young men vied for the affection of Miriam Rivera, a beautiful model from Mexico. But when Miriam revealed that she was a trans woman during the show's finale, the on-screen drama sparked an international uproar. Wondery's new podcast miniseries, Harsh Reality, the story of Miriam Rivera, reveals what happened behind the scenes of this infamous TV show and how a multi-million dollar lawsuit and media fallout impacted the lives of Miriam, the contestants, and change reality TV forever. Follow Harsh Reality, the story of Miriam Rivera, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. I know that we've been talking a lot lately about Dorit's home invasion and all these home invasions that are taking place in LA. And listen, if you want to make your home feel safer, there's no better time than right now. And this week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving Behind the Velvet Rope listeners early access to all their holiday deals, 40% off their award-winning home security. We love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home feel safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. This is so important, you guys. And don't take my word for it. Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. Take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday deals and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/velvetrope. Again, that's simplysafe.com/velvetrope for 40% off your entire system. And won't you sleep better at night knowing you have Simply Safe?
But I think that the HR in New York or whomever it was that it went to, and if she said things that were deemed racist or whatever she was accused of, I don't know all of it. But I mean, clearly she's the type of person that could say something and have no clue of that, you know, no idea that it's offending someone else to the degree that it is. Whether it's, you know, racist, you know, she goes against the community, the LGBTQ community. She's just political. She's so self-unaware, period.
I have to research because I know what apparently she said. I just don't know.
Oh, really?
Well, share. I'm seeing if this is like a public fact. I think it is. I mean, I think Heather said, well, what apparently she said is like, I don't want to be, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not paraphrasing much. She said something, I mean, it was out there even with Heather, is that she said basically, I'm just seeing if I can find the exact words, just because I get what you're saying about she says things and she doesn't know she's offending anyone, but this was pretty
bad.
Are they not saying it? I read it somewhere that she said basically, like, I don't want to be on a show with someone Black or something to that effect. I am paraphrasing.
If she said that, then she should just be off, period. Case closed, done.
And that's why I'm just looking at where it is that I read this actual thing.
No.
Okay. And now here's something that says, Ramona Singer allegedly said, this is why we shouldn't have Black people on the show. She said that, that's this article, November 8th. The comment sparked an internal investigation. So see, I'm not making this up.
Is it a reputable website or wherever you're reading this? Is this like a reputable, or is this something?
It's in a lot of, well, I was going to say something like, well, they run the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast all the time, so I think they're reputable. But no, okay. It's in like Page Six and The Sun, and I'm not, but these are, it's a lot of different papers here.
Can't imagine she's that ignorant. I mean, come on, but you live in New York City.
Apparently someone on production said, they said it, and now Heather, that's the whole thing with the Heather, that Heather article that you're referring to isn't just that it's fake. She said, yes, I've heard Ramona say this or something.
Wow. That's a game changer then.
So I'm just saying, if they're going to part ways with her, I just think now is the time. It's almost like, I think if it were in production or it was coming right back, people would be like, this is so weird. Where's Ramona? But I just think if it's off the air, it's going to be 2 whole years by the time it comes back. I don't know.
I, I will say when she talks down to the people, whether it's someone, you know, when they go on these trips that's unpacking her bags or carries her luggage for her, whatever the case may be, when she talks to the staff, whomever they are, that is awful. Awful, awful, awful. And typically speaking, I think when a person acts like that to someone, and she's done that more than a couple times, it is kind of true to their character of who they are. So I'm not, you know, who knows? I mean, that's a big thing to, that's a big difference to talk about, you know, a specific race of person who shouldn't be on a show, but clearly she doesn't see the way she talks to people that she thinks are being paid to help.
And she's always been like that.
For their
if
jobs.
You look at all the old seasons, that's her thing. So that's, I just don't
that
know.
That I think is terrible.
It's terrible. Gosh, so that's the only reason, because I would have said Ramon and Luann are the two 100% that are coming back. And now I just feel that now is the time to just say goodbye to Ramona. I mean, I'm not saying what I prefer. I'm just saying this is what I think is a business decision. It'll be, I guess, Luann and Sonia, I guess, are the two that will be back.
I would love that. Honestly, that's one of the things that I love so much about Sonia. She loves everyone. She's crazy, which I love. I love her kind of craziness. Not all of it, obviously. But she's so open to everybody that I don't, even when she's nuts, it doesn't bother me.
She was the most welcoming, truly, to Ebony.
Yeah.
Truly. I think she was the one who said, here's our new cast member. She was really the only one, I think.
And she was, I felt like she was the most, she was the most self-aware, and she was the most open to listening to what Ebony was trying to say, seeing it in Ebony's ways. And when the other women, namely Ramona, were kind of poo-pooing and shutting her down, she was saying, you're not hearing her. You're not listening to her. I love Sonia. I just do. I think she's, you know, I hope she comes back.
She might live to see another day. And I can tell you there's going to be no five housewives. It'll be seven. There ain't going to be six. They're going to have a full seven, just like Beverly Hills. Before we get to Girls Trip, two other things. So I don't know much about the filming. Kathy is still not filming, I know.
Well, isn't she doing her show with Paris, though? I mean,
she's
filming.
She says, right. So she said, because, you know, all the rumors are that she's holding out for money. She has come out and said, I've been planning a wedding and having a wedding, and that's why. Yeah. I don't know. But where are they in the season? They're not in week one. We're in, like, this has been, what, 2 months already? Has it been 2 months since it wrapped? It started filming, like, the next day.
I think
so. So 2 months into it, how much Kathy Hilton are we going to get? What, we're going to see her in episodes like 11 and 13? Like, I don't understand. She's not filming. Yeah. She hasn't filmed at all.
I think she's smart. I mean, listen, sorry for us because we'll miss her because she was a really fun part of the season, but she's got her own thing. I can't imagine that. I could see her saying, if I'm going to do it, you're going to pay me what I deserve to be paid, like everybody else. If I'm this popular, and this is why a lot of people are turning in to watch. But ultimately, I don't think the money is going to make it or break it for her. I think it probably is her schedule and her life. And she's got a show that she's doing with her daughter now. You think that if she's thinking about what's more important to her, whether it's Paris or doing Housewives, she's going with Paris.
She's going with Paris. I think she's a big part of why the show got greenlit. I mean, it would have got greenlit anyway. I mean, it's Paris. I don't think that. But having Kathy come right off this huge fan thing with the Housewives, it's like Paris in Love has been great so far.
I have to watch it. I haven't seen it. Is that a Peacock show too?
Yep. See, aren't you happy you joined Peacock?
Yeah. Donnie was like, what is this, Peacock now? And I said, yes, I have to get it without the commercial so I can save time and I have no idea.
They're not playing around, but it's lighthearted. They're doing a wedding. It's Paris. Nikki's in it.
Okay.
Her fiance, Kyle, makes an appearance. It's
okay. How many episodes?
I think we're on like 6 now or 7, but I don't think it's a lie. Add it to your list, but that's it. That's all I've heard. Kathy is not filming and I just don't think she's going to film. And I don't, and it's going to be, Dorit's going to be a lot about the home invasion. That's part of Dorit's stuff.
Yeah.
And Sutton has come out and said, like, I don't know what's going on with Sutton and Erica, but Sutton said something like, it wasn't like, I forgive her. It wasn't, but it was something that just alluded to the fact of, you know, like, let's see how it all plays out. And people were like, oh, Sutton, don't.
Like,
right.
Don't roll over.
Don't. Right. Cause you know, Sutton, she's probably like, okay, you know, listen, absence makes, like, you forget things over a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Not like that. Not when someone calls you a bitchy F and C. No, you don't. Sorry.
You haven't forgotten it, Catherine.
And it's been how many years? I don't like that. And clearly she doesn't either.
Do you think when it comes back and when Erica has this better edit, which will still deal with what's going on, but she'll have a better edit, do you think people will not forget everything? Or do you think some people, not most, I'm not saying most, but do you think some people out there across the world will start to soften on their Erica hate?
Well, I think they could, but I think you have to ask yourself, what do you need to see that's going to soften the Erica hate? She has to give you something to like. So she has to open up, be kinder, be sweeter, not be such a raging, teeth snarling biatch. And then maybe people will start to like her again. If she continues with the same personality that she had on last season, no. I don't, even if they don't talk one word about Tom Girardi and the victims, no, I don't think that they will forget about it. No. Mm-mm. She's going to have to almost like save puppies or, you know, walk old people across the street, or she has to do something that's endearing.
Do you think that she doubled down at the reunion, right? Which was now what, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, she filmed it. Do you think any of this has like sunken in and she is going to come back and try to change her image? Or like forget about editing? No.
I think she will try to be softer. I do think she's going to try to be softer. I think she's had a big piece of humble pie served. And whether, you know, I think when she was in the season and the reunion and everything, she was so in the middle of it. And I think that, as you and I spoke before, she's a survivor. So she just knows how to put her fists up and fight back and, you know, and call names and, you know, tell people to shut the F up. And that's her, who she really is. I do believe that. But I think now in hindsight, and then probably even with a lot of it dying down and she's not in the tabloids every day again. Yeah. I think she's going to come back softer and she's going to really try to have a softer approach. For sure. I do, but I don't know. She can also be very boring because who is she then?
I don't know what she has going on in life per se.
No, I don't either.
She did post at one point. Now, I don't know what has happened with this, but she did post a picture and it was her like kind of black and white, like grayed out, but it was her on stage. And she, I don't know if it's still up, and it said like hashtag coming soon. So the way that I took that, and I think, I don't know how you could not take it. I'm like, is this bitch going to go back on a Pretty Mess tour? Like, is she hitting the road for money?
Listen, she could go and play the whatever in LA, in West Hollywood, and they could film married. I mean, come on.
Excuse me. Let me correct this. It was on November 11th and it is not so great out. It's her on a stage and it says it's time.
Okay. So they're probably, she's going to perform for the show. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. They'll go to some place in West Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, and that's great. That's great. She didn't lose her entertainment value of when she gets up on stage and gets the costumes on and has the guys dancing in the background. She can do that again. And if the Bravo wants to pay to put that back out there, maybe that was like their way of saying, hey, we're going to bring you, the old you, back and give, you know, Erica Jane a time again. Great.
I think if there is a tour, people are going to go. People, I mean, if you think about 100%. It, if this goes across the US, she will sell tickets. There will be money. So it's not, I'm not knocking it. It's kind of a smart business decision.
Well, someone's got to pay for that though. And I don't think Bravo is going to pay for her to go on tour. No. I think they'll pay for her. They'll pay for her to do shows in LA so they can film it. Just like the same way that they pick up the check at a restaurant when the whole cast is there, because they're filming it. And, you know, in a place like that in West Hollywood, they're probably not even charging. You know, they're just saying, hey, come in, we'll let you film here. This is great for us. They're charging a door fee. They're probably not paying her. And it's just what, I don't know. I mean, that's what I think. Because I know other small level musicians that have played all over in Los Angeles, trying to make it and everything. And, you know, you can go and do these things for not a lot of money. And she'll have a huge turnout in West Hollywood.
Maybe that's her storyline, that she'll be getting over
it.
You know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm saying the majority of the people watching will not forget that there are victims. Like, this isn't going to be like, wait, we like waking up for a dream. But I think if she's coming back with that and the producers are angling that, I think there are some small percentage that by the end of the season, some people will, it'll be more split. It won't be like 99%. What point it'll be like, you know, 90%, and there will be some people that are softening on her. I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying this is what's probably going to happen. This is my prediction.
And unless like some news comes out and there's a settlement or there's something that's found out or they go to court and that gets played out.
It's not going away. That's for sure.
No, it's not going away. Well, who knows how long they can drag it out for, but she'll have the season to do the Erica Jane probably and that kind of thing. And it'll be good for her. And, you know, and she deserved it with what she went through on last season's show. Come on.
I think the beginning is a lot about, it's going to be Doree and her home invasion. And did you see the videos that were being sent around? I did.
You mean of the guys breaking the glass? Yeah. Do you not believe it?
I was going to say, now, before we get into my opinion, there are still lots of people.
I'm listening. Yeah.
I like see your dog in the background. Listen, I never said I didn't necessarily believe it. I just said nothing shocks me in what people will do to stay on reality TV. This is like, I know things, all franchises. I've heard the most insane things that people will do. So, but I believe it's real, but I have to tell you that not everybody believes it's real. There's plenty of people that don't, even after watching the videos.
I believe it's real. I don't think that they did that. And I also,
right. I mean, I believe it's real too.
Yeah. Based on the amount of crimes that are happening all over in LA, it's happening every single night. And anyone that is, you know, a celebrity or a little high profile and someone knows where you live, you have to be on guard. And I mean, the fact that they didn't have an alarm on to me is mind-boggling. I don't understand that at all.
Yes and yes. I mean, look, there are people that are way more famous and way more rich than Dorit that don't have what she has in her closet. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that are just not into material. You know, they're about the work. Like, you look at some celebrities' houses and you're like, oh my God, like, You know, right. You're just like boho and like, you don't care. Like you are, right. You are there for the art, man. You have $1 trillion, but right. Like you just don't, your mind just doesn't think like that. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's when so it comes funny. To food and like massages and things you treat sure. yourself, but you don't say like, I need every Louis. So I just think, I believe it's real because it's not that hard to watch and to say like, this is a target now. Like we have the show on, right? Well, what were we going to say?
Well, I just saw in the New York Post, I think 2 days ago, they had a picture of Adam Sandler walking down the street and it said, and he's just like in sweats and tennis shoes, looking a little disheveled, but very Adam Sandler. And it said, he's worth $450 million, but he dresses like any Joe Schmo. And true. I think that's because there's a real craft there. There's a real talent there. When your craft or your talent is just to be beautiful and dress up and wow people and put on a show visually, you know, that's kind of your ticket. And so, you know, especially when you live right on the street, I was shocked to see that the house didn't, I mean, that little gate, like, come on, why would you not have your alarm on? You're not in a gated community. You don't, anyone can hop over that wall or whatever. The house is right there. I mean, there's a wall and you see the house right there.
Living in a house scares the hell out of me, no matter where you live.
Oh,
I mean, Iowa, Kansas, that to me is the movies, the suburbs, when someone, I love having a doorman and just... And if I live somewhere else, I would live high. I would live New York style anywhere. Like, you know, all the places that have their, even LA has, you know, Sierra Tower. Wait,
you see my hall back here? We're in San Diego. This house is like huge, but it's a gated 24/7 armed community. And then our property is gated again.
That's how like I've stayed with, like I visited some of the OC housewives. A lot of them are behind like a gate. So that wouldn't scare me. But short of being in a gated community, I would just literally be scared. Just of anything. Not even like a robbery. Just if some crazy person, you know, like when you read about the murders in the neighborhood. That shit scares me.
I would honestly right now in Los Angeles, and it breaks my heart to say this, if I just lived in a neighborhood without gates and all that, I would really truly be afraid. I would have my house so locked and alarmed, and I'd probably, yeah, I'd have some type of like razor wiring. So I don't know. I would scare the bejesus out of me too. There's so many in-home invasions going on right now. It's awful.
It's scary. Mm. Well, if you have nothing else, do you have anything else to say about Beverly Hills? Because I was going to say, you want to talk about Potomac?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Let's talk. So now you are new to Potomac. Like you've never really watched Potomac before.
Correct.
So did you know what the hell was going on at the reunion? Like, how did you know, like, who was who? I could already hear the laughter in a good way. I mean, through the computer. Of all of you. Yes, this is correct. We are about to break down the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion from a week or two ago with Catherine Edwards, who has really never watched Potomac before this season, which I think is such an interesting chat because I always love talking to someone who doesn't watch a particular franchise. It's almost like an outsider's point of view. You know, even though Catherine is kind of really in this world, so it's really, we're about to break that down, and I think it's just interesting perspectives. You know, Catherine also watched other parts of the season, so we kind of just, you know, recap the RHOP reunion with Miss Catherine Edwards, and you guys were worried. You were all so worried about what was going to happen after Beverly Hills. When would Catherine be back? We can't wait a whole year. I told you, just sit tight. I have a plan, guys. So hope you enjoy this chat. And tomorrow, Miss Catherine Edwards breaking down RHOP season. And we talk about a whole bunch of other things. We're heading on into RHUGT after that, which is, we got a lot to say about the girls' trip, guys. But stay tuned. Coming soon, part two with Miss Catherine Edwards tomorrow. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear,
subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.